I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Youth-led protests rocked Kenya this month. Last Wednesday, thousands hit the streets of Nairobi to mark the anniversary of June 2024 protests. But like last year, it turned tragically violent. At least 16 people were killed. Bruce Allen with FMI tells us.
They feel like their concerns are falling on deaf ears, or that even politicians are exploiting them and will use them as cannon fodder, sadly.
One protester said he was hired to join a demonstration for just $38. Four young men from an FMI church planter's neighborhood were among those who were killed. He shared this.
But ministry has to go on. It's the Church of Christ that offers any semblance of hope, even when life is being taken away. So I said, we press on.
There are more prayer points in the full story at our website. And Christian women in Egypt often face religious and gender-based discrimination. So life for widows in Egypt can mean treatment as a lower-class citizen and the inability to work. Uncharted Ministries seeks to change that and recently funded a sewing class where Christian and Muslim widows learned side by side. Eric, we met with Uncharted Ministries, said they want to show women they're valuable.
No one held up women in a culture that did not more than Jesus did. That was the heart of our Lord and Savior, and that continues to be one of the big differentiating pieces between how Christians interact with women in Egypt and how the Muslim culture does.
Please pray that the ministry honors the widows and that more gospel opportunities will result. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.